Motion, yeah, motion or question. Question is Hindu. You like me, I don't
Because I like to cook.
You cook?
Yeah, I like to cook. For deities.
Okay.
And that's why I'm attracted to some lures from different shastras when somebody cooking. And last what I read, it was when Radharani cooking in the morning. And I was thinking, is the same situation happen in the evening? When she cooking at her home in at Varshana or Yavat?
Sweet question. Sweet sour selfie bit of London.
Question about food. Everyone will be interested to hear about that. And Radharani's cooking. Basically, Radharani is always offering Krishna prema. And Krishna thrives on prema. He lives on prema. He breathes prema. He says, prema is my pran. Pran means, pancha pran, means the life. Krishna's life is maintained by Praneshwari Radha. She's Praneshwari. She's the mistress and queen of his life heirs, of his very life. So Radharani sustains Krishna, maintains Krishna, energizes Krishna, enthuses Krishna with her love. And her love is in her words, in her glances, in her singing, in her dancing, in her playing, in her dressing, and her whole body is made of Mahabhav. And then when she's cooking, it's so much full of prema. Her hands are called Mistahana or Mistahat. Means sweet hands. Radharani has sweet hands. Because everything she touches becomes full of prema. And that prema is madhurya. Madhurya prema. It's the sweetest prema. So Radharani takes the bhoga and then she mixes it with her heart. And so many clever and wonderful, interesting and attractive and tasty designs and flavors and varieties. Always something new, always some new variety. And mixes all her prema and then she cooks for Krishna. She's cooking all the time, especially in the morning. She cooks Krishna's breakfast. She comes to Nandagam. And she has 100 stoves. There are 100 stoves reserved in the kitchen, Nandabhava's palace kitchen. There's 100 stoves. And they're all burning aguru wood and cow dung and all kinds of wonderful woods. And rather, all the hundreds of maidservants and mantris are assisting Radharani, and all the sakis are cooking, preparing fresh, grinding fresh spices and chopping things and blending and mixing and all things by hand and all kinds of hand instruments. There's no electricity. So Radharani cooks a very elaborate breakfast for Krishna and all the coward boys. And then she goes back to Yavat, and then she starts cooking again. Either she goes to Yavat or she goes to Barsana and she starts cooking again. Mothers are often like that. They just cook all the time. They finish breakfast and start cooking lunch. Mothers are like cooking factories, kitchen factories, especially in India. Indian mothers are like that. I know some ladies, they cook, they have children, they cook different meals for each child and different meals for the husband. Only in India. You won't find that in Russia or anywhere else out of India. The mother will say, breakfast is at this time, and this is what it is. Lunch is packed in your bag, or it's at this time, and dinner is at this time. Bus. Like it, or leave it. But in India, it's, oh, mom, I want this for breakfast. And the son wakes up 2 hours later, I want this. And the husband, you know, wakes up an hour later and he says, I want this. And maybe this for, and then the daughter wants this for her tiffin lunch. And the son wants this and the husband wants that. So it's already 6 different meals for breakfast. Or no, 3, I guess 3. 3 different meals. And then lunch, 3 different. So 9, 10 different meals every day, counting yourself. Am I right? You were. This is amazing. You're living here for 30 years, and mostly, of course, everyone's Grihastha. And I've seen so many amazing things. It's wonderful. It's loving. It's so much caring. It's bending over backwards. It's, for me, coming from the West, it's inconceivable. Absolutely, utterly inconceivable that the women were. I don't know, the modern generation will be that way, surely, but there'll be TV dinners and pot pies and put everything in the microwave. It's in the kitchen. It's in the, just put it in the microwave. Have a good time. I'm busy at work, you know. New Age is a little different. So Radharani finished cooking breakfast at 8 o'clock or so. Comes back by 9:30, 9 o'clock to Yavat or Barsana and starts cooking. And they starts cooking and she starts cooking sweets, special sweets that Krishna likes to take when he's out with the coward boys. Very special sweets. And so she makes different things and then she sends them out with a garland. She'll send some maha garland and some scents, itara, and sends them with Dinishtha Sakhi and Vrindadevi and Tulsi Manjari. So you take these out to Krishna, find him. He's somewhere in Kamyavan or Vrindavan or whatever. And when you get the opportunity, you meet him and give him these sweets. So then she cooks. Those are sent out. And then she gets dressed and everything ready for Surya Puja because she's going to leave by 11 o'clock, leave the house, 10:45 or so. 11 o'clock to go do the Surya Puja, then spend all afternoon with Krishna. So then again, she makes some special things for Krishna's meals at Radhakund. More things that the gopis all pack in tiffins. And the mothers on both sides, mother-in-law and mother, they think that the first time she's cooking it's for her husband to send something to Abhimanyu. And the second time she's cooking it's for Suryadev, to offer bhoga to Suryadev. And some of it is. But most of it's for Surya Narayan Krishna. So now that's 3 times. She's cooked 3 times from 7 a.m. to 11. So then she goes into the forest and she meets Krishna at Radhakund. And then she sends out, then it's time for some fruit snacks and they bring out, and then the Manjaris bring all the tiffins and everything they're carrying for Radharani's preparations. And she's, Tulsi Manjari, bring that, what about those rasgullas I made? Bring those. I'll bring that Shrikhan. And they start bringing, hey, where's that clay pot? That nice, you have that kulfi? You have that kulfi? Is in that clay pot? Keeping cool? Kulfi is like Indian ice cream. I kept it in Shamakund to keep it even cooler. Hey, that was a great idea. So she goes and gets the clay pot out of Shamakund. She brings it to Radharani, opens it up, and here's the kulfi. And she gives it to Krishna. It's like this. So then while she's there at Radhakund, organizing Krishna's wild fruit snack and all this kind of forest picnic, then she has many recipes in her mind she was thinking about on the way walking there. And she sends out different mantras. Oh, pick this fruit and mix this fruit with that fruit and squeeze this fruit, make a juice, and squeeze some bananas inside and put these natural nuts in there, chestnuts and all these things. So then she makes that. So now she's cooked 4 times. And then finally she leaves Krishna and she goes back home. And then when she gets home, then she gets a messenger comes from Yashoda and says, oh, you know, please make some sweets for Krishna's, special sweets for Krishna's evening meal. So Radharani cooks for the 5th time. She makes a bunch of sweets and special things that only she knows those sweets and only she knows how to make them. And she sends those with a party to Nandagram. And of course, they bring back all the good news about Krishna's dinner and all that because she doesn't go there then. And then she gets ready and it's time to go out for the Rasa dance. Hare Krishna. So that's, now she cooks again. This is the sixth time. Sixth time Radharani cooks in one day. Now she cooks Piyusha Granti, a Ganga Jal Ladu, Piyusha Granti, Amrit Keli, and Siddha Vilas. These are four special sweets that Krishna likes. They create romantic, they create, one of them is an aphrodisiac, inspires his erotic desires, and the others are very rejuvenating, relaxing after the rasa dance and fatigue of rasa dancing. So these four special sweets, Siddha Vilasa, Ganga Jal Ladu, I mentioned, they're in Govinda Lilamrita. So Radharani makes those and brings them. So six times a day Radharani cooks. So she's a Pakana Rani. Pakana, I think Pakana is the word for cooking. Yeah? Pakana. So she's Pakana Rani, Radharani Ki Jai. The queen of cooking means Pakana Rani. Pakana Rani, Radharani Ki Jai. Because paka means, like we say, kacha and paka. So paka means cooked. Cooked food means cook. You know, means all ghee fried, all these things. So is that all right? You like cooking? So you'll be really busy when you, in your manjari stroop, and you say, hey, pransaki, you know, cook this thing and that thing. Oh, Radharani, six times a day. How many offerings do we have in the Thakurajina temple? Interesting. Six offerings a day, six or seven. Very interesting. You know, in a regular installed deity in the temple, usually there's Balya Bhog, and then Shringar Bhog, Balya Bhog, Raj Bhog, and Tatiya Bhog, whatever there's names for them. Cheyenne Bhog, and whatever, different Bhogas they have. So they're like six or seven. So this is exactly like the spiritual world. And then everyone's saying, wow, because I remember L.A. Temple, all the big temples probably established in Bombay, etc. Even today, we have six or seven offerings every day. Radharaman, all these major temples. So it's as above, so below. So they're having six, seven offerings. Radharani herself. And who's cooking for Krishna? It's Radha and Krishna on the altar. Radharani's cooking and taking Krishna's remnants, his prasadi. Then all the bhaktas are taking Radharani's prasad. Beginning with Gurudev and Guru Parampara, and it comes down like that. Our Guru's getting the prasad, and then we're getting the Mahamaha prasad. So this is the Didi Archan Marg, which is Vidhi Marg. Also, Vidhi Marg automatically, you know, automatically turns into Rag Marg when you know the Nitya Leelas of the Lord and you know the whole Tattva, everything about the Prema Tattva. You say, oh, I'm a Manjari Srupa. I'm with Radharani. Now we're cooking your breakfast. Now we're cooking this snack. And now we're making that. And you're right there in the Raganuga, in the Astakali Leela, even though you're in the temple doing the regulated six, seven offerings a day. Depends on your rag, your intensity of your attachment and your awareness and understanding of all those higher levels of transcendental reality. Radhe, Radhe.